Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the digital shackles and reclaiming our lives, one mindful moment at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and trust me, I get it. That phone can be a serious siren song, luring us into endless scrolling and leaving us feeling drained and guilty. But hey, let's talk about something even harder to face. Forgiving ourselves for past phone addiction. Now, before you click away thinking this is another episode about being better, hold on. This isn't about beating yourself up for past mistakes, it's about releasing that baggage and stepping into a brighter future. You know that feeling when you trip over something and instantly cringe? That self-judgment kicking in, right? But what if instead of berating yourself, you gave yourself a gentle whoopsie? It's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. So, how do we actually practice this self-forgiveness magic? First up, acknowledge your experience. Don't downplay it or pretend it never happened. This wasn't just mindless swiping, it was a real struggle. Be honest with yourself about the impact phone addiction had on your life, your relationships, and your well-being. It's like acknowledging the bump before you can bandage it up, right? Next, shift your perspective. Instead of seeing past phone use as a failure, view it as a learning experience. We all make mistakes, especially when navigating this crazy digital world. Think of it as a chapter in your story, one that ultimately led you to see change and growth. It's like those awkward childhood photos cringe worthy at the time, but now they just remind us how far we've come. Remember, forgiveness is a process, not a switchy flip. Be patient with yourself. It's okay if you have moments of guilt or frustration. Just gently guide yourself back to self-compassion. Imagine whispering words of encouragement to your inner critic. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. Don't dwell on what-ifs. We can't change the past, but we can choose how we respond to it. Instead of endlessly replaying scenarios in your head, focus your energy on creating a healthier future. Visualize yourself living a more balanced and fulfilling life free from the grip of phone addiction. Lastly, celebrate your progress. Every step you take towards self-forgiveness is a victory worth celebrating. Treat yourself with kindness, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and remember how strong and capable you are. You've got this. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized woman who felt like her phone was running her life. She'd constantly check notifications, scroll through social media during meals, and find herself glued to the screen even when she was supposed to be focusing on work. She felt guilty about that, constantly berating herself for being addicted. But one day, Sarah had a breakthrough. She realized that self-forgiveness was the key to moving forward. She started by acknowledging her struggles, accepting that she'd fallen into a pattern she didn't enjoy. Then, instead of focusing on what she should have done differently, she shifted her attention to what she could do now. Sarah implemented mindful phone usage practices, set boundaries for herself, and began to reclaim her time. It wasn't easy, but with each passing day, Sarah felt lighter, freer, and more in control of her life. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. You are worthy of self-forgiveness. It's not about condoning past mistakes, it's about releasing the grip they have on your present and future. Let go of the guilt, embrace your journey, and step into a world where your phone serves you, not enslaves you. Remember those key takeaways. Acknowledge your experience, shift your perspective, practice patience, avoid dwelling on what-ifs, and celebrate your progress. Keep that energy going, you're already changing your story, one mindful choice at a time. Now go out there and show the world what self-forgiveness can do. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their own strength. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.